All right, come on, Jeremy Benbrooks, missionary to Togo, Africa.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Well, you have my sincere apologies. Pastor just leaned over and he said, you remember the first thing I wrote on that letter I sent you was? And he said, it's okay to make mistakes. And I said, well, that's calming. This was a big one. And I don't know if you ever had one of those days, you just wish you could rewind the tape. And that was certainly one of those days. Manny, if you don't mind, if you could hand that DVD over. I don't know if it's doable, if we could set that up real quick. If not, that's okay. But I'd just like to share with you a little bit about what God has done in our lives. I was saved as a young boy and grew up in a great Christian home and went to a good Christian school through graduating. And God gave me a desire to go to the Air Force Academy and begin to work towards that. And a long story short, that door opened. But while I was there, something happened. It's very unfortunate, and I take full responsibility for it, as I became the king of my own life. Jeremy Benbrooks was calling the shots of his life. And of course, we know that we need to be yielded to God. We need to allow God to lead and direct us and guide us, and that was somewhere that I was not. Through that, God had to try to get my attention, needless to say. He had to try to flap me around a little bit, if you will, and begin to work in my life through some events. And one of those events was I had gotten into the academy and I had to leave. It was some very difficult time for my family and so forth. But through that, God was trying to wake me up. God was trying to say, hey, Jeremy, I've got something for you here. Took me another year and a half to really come to grips with that and to figure that out. I was a senior in college, and the Lord began to work through some other circumstances. And it came down to the point where I realized that I was pursuing what I wanted to do. I was doing what I wanted to do, and that wasn't going to work with God. And through all those circumstances, and obviously I'm abbreviating this story, God showed me, hey, Jeremy, what you want to do, nothing wrong with that as far as a profession itself, but that's not what I have for you. That's not what I want you to do. God began to show me how He could use me in the ministry, how He could use me through some of the skills that He had already given to me. And God, through much prayer, it became very clear to me that He was leading me towards missions, towards church planting missions, specifically using aviation to reach remote villages in Africa. Now let me ask you a question. How many of you came here this morning in some sort of a vehicle? You rode in a car? Now I don't know. We came in pretty quick down the road, so maybe some of you live right around here. I didn't stop to notice if there was neighborhoods. I just saw the church and pulled in quickly. Now those of you who raised your hand, you said, yes, I came here in some sort of a vehicle. How many of you would say so? Jeremy, we utilized roads to get here. We utilized roads. Great. Great. That's always an encouragement because the alternative is your neighbor's yard and fields and so forth. And that's never a positive either. So that's good. What you demonstrated, though, is that we have a great road system. And indeed we do. We hit, I don't remember any potholes between Macon and Athens this morning. And we're able to get in our vehicle and drive from point A to point B. We rejoice in that. It's not something that we have in all places in Africa. You can speak to the other missionaries that are in Africa, that are going to Africa, and they'll tell you the same thing. Oftentimes, there are no roads, or the roads are very difficult to travel. God has given us the opportunity to take aviation to Togo, where we'll be able to use that as a ministry tool to fly out to remote villages. We can land and we can share the gospel with folks there in those villages, people who have never heard the gospel. People who desperately need to hear the gospel, whose lives are enslaved to indigenous beliefs, etc. Islam is moving very rapidly across Africa, and Togo is no exception. And our desire is to see a Bible-believing church within walking distance of every single Togolese person. You say, Jeremy, that's a big goal. I realize that. But we serve a God who's not able to just do things that are difficult, but a God who's able to do the impossible. And we rejoice in that. And at this time, I'd like to invite you to travel with me by way of DVD to see the faces of Togo.
The faces of Togo, story of generations.
Well, that's warming up. I apologize again for that, and just kind of the great joys of running late. You don't get to set things up ahead of time. Maddie, will you stand up? This is my wife, Maddie, and we met at a missions camp, kind of a missionary and training program at BIMI. It's designed for people who are age 16 to death, really. So they've had all ages of people. But God used that in my life to help me to know what the next step was. I was a senior, actually, at Kennesaw State. I'm sure you all have heard of Kennesaw. And God began to work in my heart. And one of the things that He used was that program, Camp Bimmy, as it was called. But we met there. We've been married now for just over 3 years. And currently we're at 65%. And by next summer, Lord willing, we hope to head off to language study in France. We'll be learning the French language and then heading down to Togo after a year or so. He's giving me the keep going sign. You don't know anything about Togo yet. I wonder if there's a quick question that you have. Anything at all you've been... I know you all have prayerfully been approaching this conference, and I wonder if you have any questions you've come across. Yes, sir. If you consider Africa, and I'm sure you'll have a map maybe somewhere, but you have South Africa as your belt buckle, of course, where the World Cup was. And if you give yourself a good bicep here, a good flex. You have Liberia over here, maybe on the elbow. Ghana, Cameroon on the armpit. I'm not saying anything about those countries. I was with a missionary last week who was going to Nigeria, so I couldn't use that illustration at all. And then you have Togo on the bicep. And again, that doesn't mean anything. He's laughing because he knows that doesn't mean anything at all. But that's about where we're at. We're two countries east of the Ivory Coast, and we are two countries west of Nigeria, right next door to Ghana, if that may be a little bit more familiar country there for you. Is that good? Okay. Good sign.
And each face has its own story. This man is the chief of the village Sublina. Unsatisfied with the false promises of fetish voodoo worship and unwilling to allow Islam to grasp hold of his village, he sent a delegation of men many miles to ask a missionary to plant a Bible-believing church in his village. Today, in his village, stands the Bible Baptist Church of Sublina. It was at this church that he accepted Christ as his personal Savior and was baptized. Now many others in his village have followed his example.
This paralyzed man knocked on a missionary's door one day to ask for money for food and necessities. Instead, he was given work constructing benches for church building. The feeling of accomplishment led him to the local Baptist church, where he eventually accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. He is a faithful and growing member of his church, despite the hardships encountered from life in a wheelchair in Togo.
This man was a Muslim truth seeker until he attended a youth activity at a Baptist church in his town. It was there that he finally found the truth of God's Word. He now pastors the Bible Baptist Church of Tomde. This church recently took the initiative to reach a village with the gospel and has planted a church on its own.
If only every face told the same story.
He's never heard the gospel.
There's no Bible-believing church in his village.
This child is being trained to be a witch doctor.
She's given her life to Catholicism.
He's built a mosque to spread Islam. There is no church.
The faces of Togo are crying out for hope found in Christ alone.
We are Jeremy and Maddie Benbrooks, missionaries to Togo, West Africa, and God is leading us to plant churches in remote villages across Togo. Maddie and I were both saved and baptized at a young age. God called me to missions as a senior in a secular college. After graduating, I attended a Christian college to receive Bible training. Maddie knew God was leading her to missions since she was a young child, and received a degree in teaching English as a second language. We met at Camp BIMI in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and were married in 2007. Before beginning deputation, I served as the children's pastor at Mikado Baptist Church in Macon, Georgia, under the leadership of Pastor Rusty Smith. Maddie taught secondary English at a local Christian school. We are eager to raise our support in order to begin the ministry God has called us to in Togo. The opportunities for ministry in Togo are nearly unlimited. Hundreds of villages across Togo remain without a church. Many of these remote villages can only be reached by plane. The aviation ministry in Togo is both challenging and exciting. Nothing compares to landing a Cessna 206 on a makeshift runway in a village. People and livestock often walk on the runway, and dangerous holes and termite mounds always hide in the distance. Hundreds of smiling faces run from all directions to greet the missionary. This presents an open opportunity to share the gospel with many who would not attend church otherwise. We will be joining veteran missionaries Randy and Jeanette Alderman. Randy is an experienced church planting missionary pilot who can no longer carry the burden of the ministry alone. While French is the trade language and spoken in cities, Togo is comprised of 37 tribal groups, each having its own language. Because of the diversity of speech, national leadership is critical. However, due to the complexity of life in Togo, men are often unable to travel great distances to attend a Bible Institute. To train these men, we plan to take the Bible Institute to them by way of the plane. Their eagerness to learn God's Word always fosters a great classroom environment, regardless of the location. Following their classroom training, we will team up with these godly Togolese men and their families to start churches. The road to becoming a self-governing church takes many years. We will mentor these men and work with them to develop leadership and ministries in the church. Our goal is to see truly and completely indigenous churches.
An alarming statistic across Africa is that 75% of the population is under the age of 25. This statistic, caused by disease, immoral lifestyle, and inadequate nutrition, indicates a critical need for outreach to the young demographic. They must be reached at a young age and taught biblical principles. Sunday schools, vacation Bible schools, and sports outreach ministries are greatly attended, and many boys and girls accept Christ as their Savior. Teens and young adults are also taught during activities and Bible studies to live a separated and pure life. They face difficult cultural pressures to please others, often at the cost of their Christian morals. They are the vital link to the future of the ministry in Togo. Their eagerness to learn and serve is an invaluable resource. Our goal is to develop these ministries in village churches across Togo.
The faces of Togo are desperate for hope. They have stolen our hearts and burdened us for theirs. We are eager to return to these people whom we have grown to love. Will you pray for us? Will you pray for Togo? You can make a difference in the faces of Togo. Every face has a story. Some are of fears and struggles, others of joy. But all share a need, the gospel of Jesus Christ.